We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, lively viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907, and Intelsat 805. A reminder for all viewers, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805. Location 55.5 degrees west. Frequency 3,771 megahertz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 13,333. FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatre, Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahun Province, channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Ska, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates funds to help farmers in South India go organic. In technology news, a computer device uses less power and gives improved battery performance. In community news, an eco-award-winning hospital in Singapore adopts more green ways. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 14th, is the National Day of France, Bastille Day, commemorating the events which began in 1789 and led to the establishment of the French Republic. A very popular country for visitors, France is adorned with a variety of lovely landscapes from coastal lowlands to the exquisite Alps. The nation has a rich cultural and artistic heritage. Extraordinary works by some of the most celebrated artists in history are located in the Louvre, considered one of the greatest art museums on the globe. Gothic churches are renowned in France, particularly the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which is acclaimed as a masterpiece of Gothic art and is a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. May all French citizens have an outstanding National Day.
Fly-in news. Fatal floods hit southwest China. Record heat, coupled with continuous heavy rains that began Thursday evening, have affected nearly 2 million people in 106 townships across Sichuan and Hunan provinces, as well as Chongqing municipality. Over 100,000 people were displaced in Sichuan province as more than 10,100 houses collapsed, and 30,900 hectares of cropland were flooded. In Hunan province, at least one person succumbed to the torrential rains, while four others are missing. In Chongqing municipality, mudslides have caused at least two people to lose their lives. In the nearby Tangzhangxia Gorge, a group of 35 hikers lost 14 members to flash flooding, as 400 rescuers working through the night managed to save 16 others. On July 13th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000 for the most desperate and those who have lost loved ones, while also conveying her sorrow and prayers. The donation amount could purchase approximately $118,000 in relief supplies if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. Our deep thanks for the swift and devoted efforts of the rescue personnel. Our heartfelt gratitude also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring aid to the Chinese people. We are saddened to know of those who have perished in these frightening weather conditions and send our prayers for the soon recovery of all affected to their productive daily lives. May such devastations subside as humanity turns to kinder ways toward each other and the planet.
Huge dust storm in Iran. A major, several-day dust storm enveloped parts of Iran last week, including the city of Tehran, and was so large that it was even visible by weather satellite. Schools were closed, flights canceled, and emergency hospital visits rose due to respiratory problems caused by the dust particles. With global warming-related drought conditions and desertification considered by scientists to be the main cause of these dust storms, an article in the Tehran Times newspaper encouraged the government towards proactive measures such as planting trees to help safeguard from the reoccurrence of such events. We are grateful to know that the dust storm has passed and wish the Iranian people a swift restoration of normal daily life. May such incidents as these be lessened with our more respectful regard of the Earth's resources and our environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Misery Endured by Pig Factory Farm Neighbors. In a phone interview with David Leafite of the Concerned Residents Against Pig Confinements in Illinois, USA, Supreme Master Television found that life in his self-built dream home of 31 years had been turned upside down when a pig factory farm was built a quarter mile from his house in November 2006. He was immediately afflicted with an onslaught of health problems that were confirmed by experts to be linked to the pig farm, also known as a confined animal feeding operation, or CAFO.
I've never had allergy problems before. I got my prescription about a little bit over 2 years ago, so it was shortly after the hog confinement was put into operation. My eyes start to water and itch, shortness of breath, my throat starts to burn. Basically, find it difficult to breathe, and of course, the nose runs like you can't believe, like having a very bad cold. My daughter's been sick with MRSA, which we know now is related or can be related to hog confinements and hogs. Yeah, it's a resistant to staph infection, and people have died from this.
Besides affecting their health, the CAFO also ruined the family's quality of life.
For us to see our grandchildren, we have to go visit out of our home. We used to have flowers, and we don't have those anymore because you don't know if you're going to be able to go outside at all, especially, you know, to do any type of gardening. We have apple and pear trees, and you can't eat those because they're covered with what I call fur, but I suggest that they're probably epithelials from the hog confinement.
People living near hog farms are often subjected to atmospheric dust, which contains epithelium, or dried pigskin particles, as well as manure and bacteria from the factory farms. Large fans are used in the CAFOs to keep the pigs from instantly suffocating on their own fumes, but they also blow these toxic particles far and wide.
Last summer, a father and son both died from entering a CAFO that wasn't ventilated properly. And it was out of suffocation and or exposures to noxious or hazardous gases. So those fans are blowing those out into the atmosphere, the pig epithelials on the table. And that's on your fruit. It's sticky, kind of makes it like a gooey skin on it.
Along with no longer being able to eat from their fruit trees or even drink their own water, the household has also lost its former atmosphere of fresh country air and instead is surrounded by the stench of poisonous hydrogen sulfide and burning ammonia.
So if you can imagine sitting in your house with all the windows and doors closed and no air conditioning during what we just witnessed this last week of 100 degree temperatures, it's not very subtly. And we know that because of the proximity to the hog confinement, we've lost the value of our property. Even if we wanted to sell our property, there was no way anybody in their right mind would buy it. So we're basically prisoners in our own home.
The current swine flu pandemic, another public health threat that has originated in the filth of livestock raising conditions, also continues its devastation. The official tally has confirmed 114,569 cases in at least 134 countries, with at least 572 fatalities. The UK has just recorded her 15th fatality, which is also the first in the country where an otherwise healthy person succumbed within days of showing symptoms. A 15-year-old teenager who appeared perfectly fit also perished from swine flu last month in New York, USA, proving the dangerous nature of this virus. Moreover, fatalities rose over the weekend in places like Thailand and Argentina, which has now lost more than 90 people to the illness.
Mr. Leafite, we thank you for sharing yet another aspect of factory farming's tragic toll on lives, which surely must be shared by many such neighbors of livestock raising conditions worldwide. Our prayers for the current swine flu patients and loved ones who are also victims of today's animal raising system. May we hasten to alleviate this suffering by ending animal agriculture and choosing health and happiness through the organic vegan diet.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health. It's economy. It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Miners in China rescued after 25 days. Three workers trapped by the June 17th flooding of a mine in Guizhou province have been rescued. Wang Kuangji, Zhao Weiqing, and Wang Kuangwei survived some 604 hours underground by drinking water that seeped up through the ground. One other miner had been found earlier, but had perished, while 12 others remain missing. The three men are being treated medically, and the search continues for their fellow miners. We thank heaven for your survival, brave miners. Our gratitude to all the rescue personnel for their dedicated efforts, along with our sympathies for those who have suffered loss in this tragic event. Wishing a speedy recovery for the three men as we pray for the heartening rescue of their co-workers.
Lithuania inaugurates first female president. Following a sweeping electoral victory in May, Daila Grybauskaitė took the oath of office on Sunday. Having previously served as European Union Financial Planning and Budgets Commissioner, the new president is known for her abilities in successful budget reform and was named European Commissioner of the Year in 2005. In her inaugural speech, President Grybauskaitė affirmed plans to stabilize the economy through measures that include promotion of small businesses. She went on to invite fellow citizens to join in working toward the country's goals, saying, "Let's consolidate power for change that will lay the foundation for decades to come." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. Wishing you the best in serving the Lithuanians' noble ideals and the promise of a fulfilling future for your country.
Honesty Role Model receives gift from Supreme Master Qinghai. Miss Barbarita Nunez, a thrift store employee in California, USA, is the recipient of a Shining World Honesty Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Estaba trabajando y en las donaciones que mandan me encuentro con una caja de ropa zapatos y abajo estaba papeles. Y empiezo a mirar que es...
While sorting through the belongings of a lady who had passed away, Ms. Nunez discovered an envelope containing $30,000 in cash. Without hesitating, she handed the money to her supervisor, who was able to return it to the owner's grateful family. For her righteous deed, Ms. Nunez received the Shining World Honesty Award, as well as gifts such as the number one international best-selling books written by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Muchísimas gracias por lo que me mandó.
The grateful family had given Ms. Nunez a cash award, which she promptly used to pay for an eye operation for her mother in Mexico. For this selfless act of love and caring, Supreme Master Ching Hai is further bestowing the award recipient with a $3,000 gift for her mother's medical care.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for the wonderful ways she honors and rewards human goodness so that we may all be inspired. Ms. Nunez, your honesty and selfless love are a truly commendable example. May you, your mother, and loved ones enjoy many years of life in health and happiness under heaven's grace.
Swiss and Italian nationals freed. Attorney Werner Greiner of Switzerland has been released in Niger following a six-month detainment. According to Switzerland's foreign ministry, he has received medical treatment and is soon to return home. In the Philippines, Mr. Eugenio Vagni, with the Switzerland-based International Committee of the Red Cross, has also been freed in stable condition. Vice Governor of Sulu Province, Ms. Nura Anna Sahidula, was instrumental in helping secure the Italian aid workers' peaceful release. We are relieved to know of both persons' safety and send our heartfelt thanks to Philippine Vice Governor Sahidula and all others for their valued assistance. May Mr. Greiner and Mr. Vagni enjoy many celebrations of life with loved ones as we pray for the safe passage of travelers everywhere.
Save our planet. Brazilian flora more imperiled than ever. A study conducted by 175 scientists across 752 areas of the country that contain what is considered crucial biodiversity found that nearly 2,300 plant species are in danger of extinction.
This is a dramatic rise from the Brazilian government's 2008 estimates of only 472. The most recently identified plants also do not include rare species, which are automatically understood to be at risk.
International scientists, our sincere appreciation for calling our attention to the perilous state of Brazil's flora. Let us all quickly heed these urgent signs and adopt sustainable, life-promoting lifestyles.
Ever concerned for the well-being of humanity and the Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed some of the dangers of climatic change during a March 2009 video conference in South Korea, offering the quickest solution to preserve the planet and her biodiversity.
Now we all can see that nature is changing because of global warming. And the animals are directly affected as well. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has a list called the Red List that shows the species actually disappearing from the planet. At the end of 2008, the IUCN was monitoring a total of 45,000 species and said that 40% were threatened with extinction. It is difficult even to imagine this kind of loss. If we eliminate meat from our diet, we automatically and very quickly reduce global warming by a tremendous amount, if not most of it. If everyone becomes vegan, stop livestock raising, our earth, the humans, the animals, the environment will definitely be saved.
Save our planet. Washington, D.C., USA Mayor Adrian Fenty signs a bill that charges a fee for every plastic bag given out at any store, with a portion of the revenue going toward cleanup of the region's Anacostia River.
Save our planet. Following a two-year study, the Energy Saving Trust in the U.K. publishes an online report that identifies areas with the best wind velocities to benefit homeowners who wish to generate their own sustainable energy with small wind turbines.
Save Our Planet, the Alliance of Small Island States, urges for more progressive and quantifiable emission reduction measures, saying that those agreed upon in the recent G8 meeting in Italy are not sufficient to protect islands from the encroaching effects of climate change.
Save Our Planet. The Borealis Apartments Project in Washington, USA, shows that affordable urban housing for lower-income residents can also be sustainable, as builders were granted Built Green certification through their implementation of various eco-friendly construction measures.
Warning News. Australian journalist Jill Singer writes in the newspaper Herald Sun that recent national television advertising for red meat is misleading, highlighting instead meat's harms to health, animal welfare, and the environment.
How are you, friends? I'm Akina the Krishna Jinko, and I'm very vegetarian. No animal products for me. Would you like to hear a neat organization tip? You can have a basket or container in your home to store all those little things that need fixing. Then, when it's convenient, you can work on the small projects. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our globe.
In world news, the European Commission donates 750,000 euros to assist workers in South India. The funds are directed through Oxfam India, part of an international humanitarian organization, which will provide additional aid. The goals of the project include supporting 8,000 agricultural workers in choosing organic farming. In addition, direct access to markets will be developed for 1,000 weavers. Since 2003, Oxfam India has successfully encouraged over 4,500 families in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka to turn to organic farming. The European Commission will continue with the endeavor until 2011. Our gratitude in heaven bless the European Commission and Oxfam India for your dedication to the residents of South India. May more people realize that benefiting our ecosphere creates a successful future for all.
In technology news, a new computer device allows for much longer battery life. The consumer ultra-low voltage CULV processors employ less power and can provide close to 8 hours of working time. Developed by Intel Corporation based in the USA, the CULV processors use low voltage chips that need as little as 5 watts of electricity compared to the 35 watts that may be required on earlier models. Intel launched the CULV at the 2009 Computex Taipei trade show in Formosa or Taiwan and said several computer manufacturers are creating laptops with these new energy-efficient processors. Kudos Intel Corporation on your power-saving innovation. We look forward to seeing more such earth-friendly technological advancements. Up next on Noteworthy News, an eco-award-winning hospital in Singapore adopts more green measures. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more motivating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cooling news for a bountiful world. In community news, an eco-award-winning hospital in Singapore promotes more green practices. Alexandra Hospital in the southwestern part of Singapore is one of the winners of the 2008 President's Award for the Environment for Sustainable Innovations. These include solar panels, energy-efficient lighting, rainwater harvesting technology, and double-layered insulation. Developing this trend, staff are now reusing their food containers. In addition, customers at the pharmacy are being encouraged to purchase reusable bags. Our appreciation, Alexandra Hospital, for being concerned with the well-being of your patients and our earth. May we all tread with reverence on our delicate planet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Back.
John said, "You know what? I went riding this afternoon." Lisa asked, "Horseback, right?" John said, sure. He got back an hour before I did.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
We the Palestinians love our Supreme Master more than words can say, and we share the best, because she is the only person who really loves us and takes care of us. We really appreciate all her works. Fadi from Palestine.
Soulful Fadi, as an enlightened spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai has so much love for all beings. She is working tirelessly so that co-inhabitants on our earth cherish each other in peace, respect, and spiritual elevation. May Allah bless you and all gracious Palestinians, wishing you a bright future of harmony and joy. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you.
Cherished Fadi, may God love and take care of you and your people more and more as I tearfully pray for Palestine's peace and happiness. Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May boundless love and light shine upon you. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh meets with Bhutanese Prime Minister Leonchen Jigme Y. Tinle and pledges $2 million in assistance for the recent floods in Bhutan.
Egyptian First Lady Suzanne Mubarak, head of the Egyptian National Council, commends Kuwait's newly elected female members of parliament for their exemplary accomplishments.
The Taiwan Association of Orthodontists and Fund for Children and Families partner to provide 200 less fortunate Formosan or Taiwanese youth with free orthodontic treatment to bring them smiles of greater confidence.
Two government agencies in the U.S. partner to invest $90 million in infrastructure that will provide safe drinking water to Native American tribes in the states of Arizona and California.
Through an innovative program by the charity Caring Canines, young UK students read to a patiently listening dog partner 45 minutes a week, which boosts the student's confidence and communication skills.
Renowned in his home country, Afghani singer Latif Nangar Harai lives a humble life, fulfilling his duties at a London, UK train station, while composing songs that inspire fellow countrymen with messages of hope and peace.
Saudi Arabia donates a second shipment of food packets, blankets, and carpets to assist persons and families living in welfare centers who have fled internal conflict in northern Sri Lanka.
Rather than euthanize a two-week-old orphaned gosling with a broken leg, British veterinarians perform successful surgery and arrange for her full recuperation at a nearby Tiggy Winkles Wildlife Hospital.
The highest peak in Africa, Mount Kilimanjaro, quickly achieves a ranking of number 8 in the race to receive the popular vote for becoming one of the new 7 wonders of nature.
During the 29th International Conference for Arab Children in Amman, Jordan, youth participants and 100 global leaders signed the Global Zero Initiative, led by Her Majesty Queen Nur al-Hussein, to eliminate all nuclear weapons.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.